I'm Michelle Billman, and I'm joined in the studio today by Precious Hall and Fred Locken. They're both political science professors at Truckee Meadows Community College. Precious, welcome.
Thank you.
And Fred as well, welcome.
Thank you.
And let's start with Fred. Bernie Sanders took a significant lead over Hillary Clinton this week. Were you expecting him to win by that much, over 20%?
He was expected to win. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody in America that was in any way paying attention, not understanding that. And by a margin, which was always described as double digits. Now, did we imagine the double digits would be 62% to 38%? I don't think so. So the defeat for Hillary, I think, turned out to be even stronger than anticipated, especially when their goal was to try to get it to single digits.
Precious, do you think that energy for Bernie Sanders will continue here in Nevada?
Well, I think it definitely depends. No one was surprised that he won. Even Hillary Clinton was setting us up last week. We're in his backyard. You know, I don't expect to win and all of that. So we were set up for a Bernie Sanders win. The issue is now he's going to be in more diverse electorates. And that's a big weakness of his and his ability to connect with minority members of the community. So as he heads here to Nevada, he has to actually work on his minority electorate. There's no way that he can sustain a win without getting the support of the minority electorate.
Without much of a ground game at this point, can he actually accomplish that?
Well, in essence, you know, remember Hillary has been in the state organizing since last April. She learned a great deal from her defeat to Barack Obama in 2008. She has copied many of the successful strategies of Barack Obama and made it her campaign for 2016. So her ground game is impeccable in the state. She's identified substantial endorsements in the state. She's raised an amazing amount of money. I've been able to witness the communication effort, which in northern Nevada has been basically door-to-door campaign to get Democrats into the caucus process. Bernie came late, but he gets a level of enthusiasm that the Clinton campaign does not exhibit. But I agree with Precious that we're a different place. And, you know, we've gone to two of the, you know, more extreme white states in the union. We have seen evangelicals dominate 60% on the Republican side. We have seen states where education is far more common, far more valued, the ability to rally university students in places like Iowa and New Hampshire. And for Bernie, it may be a comeuppance to meet Nevada, where we are frankly more cynical on politics, where we are far more reflective of what America is in 2016. And I agree, he does not reach out well to what is Nevada in 2016, and he'll have to do that. So I think for a lot of us, we see Nevada as an interesting test of Hillary's ability to turn this around, or for Bernie to become a different kind of candidate moving forward.
If either of them are going to turn it around, the reality is it has to be done in Nevada and South Carolina for both Clinton and Sanders, meaning that Sanders has to broaden his appeal and Clinton has to prove that she has what it takes to win the nomination. Both of them have to demonstrate that within the next two caucuses. Because the Democratic caucus is on a Saturday, Bernie Sanders is going to have to figure out how to get college students to get up and get out and participate in this process. This is going to be a different beast. He's done very well with the youth vote, with the youth count, and a lot of young people here are excited. But whether or not he can translate that into them getting up on a Saturday morning, spending a few hours in a process that they've never experienced before, most of them, this will be their first time caucusing ever in their lives, is going to be the essential question. So he needs to broaden his range in terms of getting more members of the electorate to buy in, minority members, et cetera. And he needs to figure out a way to get these college students to the polls or to their caucus locations on a Saturday morning.
And if it's good weather, the choice between snowboarding and caucusing is not a choice. Right? I mean,
they're really
a different place.
Precious Hall, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Fred Locken, thank you as well.
Very much happy to be here.
Precious Hall and Fred Locken are political science professors at Truckee Meadows Community College. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.